Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the political realm, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I hope to be joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley as the evening goes by. And welcome to 2023, our first day of the, our first show of the new year. Now, it's an interesting way to begin the year with Mercury retrograde, Mars retrograde, and out of bounds, and also the Uranus retrograde, starting to turn backwards, starting the year ahead with a review behind. Venus just went into Aquarius. We are being able to kind of see the bigger picture. We've finished with our family over the holidays, and boy, what a busy family time this has been. And we're reaching into the new realm with Venus in Aquarius, reconnecting with friends, with work, with group, with our priorities. Now, Capricorn's an interesting time to have a series of holidays. When it begins on solstice, we go back and look at our traditions and our roots and our family over the winter solstice holidays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all the winter solstice holidays, to come back to traditions and patterns and ancestors, one aspect of Capricorn. Then we begin a whole new year. It's our the change of the business year on January 1st, on New Year's Eve. And we begin this new business year with resolutions. First, we tend to party seriously, not all of us. I chose not to, but it can be a party seriously time. And then we turn around and decide where we want to take it from here. With that Capricorn, you know, making the resolution, setting goals, because we think of Capricorn as the mountain goat climbing the mountain. The desire to set those goals, climb those mountains, and forge ahead into the new world. That also is a hallmark of Capricorn. Of course, right now, this time with Mercury retrograde and Mars retrograde and out of bounds, first, to set those goals, we need to review where we are. There's a lot this week about taking inventory, assessing, taking a look at habits we really need to change in the year ahead, to be forgiving of ourselves, but also really be honest with ourselves about the habits that are working for us and the habits that we need to change for the next round. Then later on, we have President's Day, another aspect of Capricorn, which is choosing the structure of government, choosing the systems by which we run our life and begin our process. So that's an interesting lineup of Capricornian holidays, and you can think about those, how they play out in yourself. First, the review of tradition, finding our roots, finding where we are. Then we begin the new financial year. Now, be many, many, many hundreds of years ago, they would begin the new year on the first day of the first month after the vernal equinox. But now we begin on the first day of the first year after the winter solstice. The year is a circle. The illusion that it begins and ends is a human construct. We watch that human construct and watch the ability that we have to start over again, to choose a point to begin again, which is an interesting thought process. So Mercury retrograde, the first day Mercury retrograde, we have all the airlines, Southwest completely shutting down. But what we've heard about, the story of Southwestern Airlines, it wasn't the people. The people showed up. They were ready as best they could, though the infections from COVID and RSV and the flu had taken some people out, but they were ready. What took down Southwest, and was something they had been working on turning around for a while, but it takes a while. And that is their all of their software and systems were from 1990s. And so it came crashing down when, you know, just one thing went wrong after the other. Mercury was stationary and the airport held still. And I was coming back in the country just right after that, right before Mercury turned retrograde, but while it was well in its shadow, as it was in its shadow from about mid-December on. And we had to change planes twice. I had two different legs of it because something was wrong with the plane. But we kind of expected that and had good reading with us. Whenever you travel with Mercury retrograde, and I always seem to, it pays to have ways of using your time well and enjoying it no matter what's going on. So these are some interesting systems here. All this, these questions, so you could take your time to review. Now, over the weekend, we had another interesting aspect that finished the year and began another. Venus conjunct Pluto, a chance to clear our heart chakras. But we may in the process have felt, as the year turned, missing the people that we have loved, honoring the people who left this last year, noticing the room that's been created in our lives by these missing people, and feeling that gap, that loneliness in the process. So, no, don't read that into the year ahead, although that ache does remind us that we need to use every minute to be fully alive. Now, Barbara Walters died on that. So did Pele. Often when Venus conjunct Pluto, a figurehead dies that reminds us to be alive. A figurehead dies that lets us all grieve or feel our emotions. I've heard several stories this weekend where it wasn't about grief, a chance though to apologize for decades-old problems and pain that allowed the ground to begin to be cleared and healing to move forward. All lovely. Now, this coming Friday, we have the full moon in Capricorn. And the full moon in Capricorn is an interesting, every full moon shows us a highlight of tension between two opposing challenges or forces or interests in our lives. And our choice, our challenge is to say, how can we take that and move forward? How can we resolve that apparent opposition? And this is about Capricorn and Cancer, that the lineup of planets in Capricorn with the sun in Capricorn call us back to our work, to our profession, to our skills, to all that effort ahead. And the moon in Cancer calls us back to family, to home, to cuddle up, to be quiet, to introvert in the month ahead. There's a very funny meme on Facebook today about how extroverts get the last month from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. There's music, there's loud sweaters, there's lots of people, there's parties where I have to talk to everybody, and we should call from January 2nd on the introverts month, where we read a lot of books and we walk by ourselves and we curl up in bed and no big sweaters, it's cozy blankets. But it is that time, and this particular one with Mercury retrograde and starting off with that full moon in Cancer needs us to reconnect with ourselves, with our inner world, with our quiet connection to spirit after a very busy month behind us. If we try to stay really busy and extroverted during the next few weeks, we may feel off-centered and uncomfortable because we're being called back to that post and be able to move forward. So it's going to be interesting to see where how we work with that, how we take that forward, get, instead of seeing it as a challenge between that moon and Cancer, need to reconnect to our dearest, to our dogs, to our nest, to our innermost center. And that Capricornian need to get our ducks in a row, organized, and get ready. Now, this year doesn't really begin until Mercury, you know, in the momentum of this year, until Mercury turns direct around January 18th. But the end of the month, end of this week, next Friday, not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, Mars turns direct, and that can begin to move forward. But often when Mars switches directions, there's some turbulence that comes out. We might see what people have been planning or thinking or what they were upset about or what they didn't tell you while Mars was retrograde. So keep an eye on that in the next few weeks. Venus in Aquarius, moving forward, Mars retrograde in Gemini. They're going to stay trine here for a while as Mars turns direct and pivots trine Venus, and that will help. It says keep talking, work with your community, and that conversation to have both Venus and Mars and air signs right now, talking it all out can really help us move forward and move forward in a good way. So I'm excited about this year ahead. We know that it's going to be an interesting year as Saturn enters Pisces. Saturn starts off the year in Capricorn, enters Pisces later on, and Pluto enters Aquarius, and then dips back into Capricorn, and then goes forward to Aquarius, and back and forth in Capricorn and Aquarius. So we're going to see that pull. You know, Pluto was in Aquarius when we worked on the American Constitution. We've been talking about this a lot, that we have great hopes for Pluto in Aquarius changing our sense of group dynamics and awareness that what happens in one part of the globe affects everybody in another part of the globe. So we need to care what happens, that we can't just care about our socioeconomic group or our interest group because we're affected by what everybody does. That interactiveness, that interlaced existences becomes clearer and clearer, I believe, with Pluto and Aquarius. And at every different level, last time it was a series of revolutions right after the American Revolution, while Pluto was in Aquarius, to undo the dictators of Pluto and Capricorn and find ways to work in a more egalitarian manner. I feel that is what the core of the politics of the next couple of decades. But sometimes a group, a mob, is no better or no wiser than a dictator. So to make the demos, the people, wise in the decisions if they're going to work together with Pluto in Aquarius, we need to see them. We need to work on education and understanding and honoring the awareness that we need to have a group make a healthy decision. So let's see what that does in the year ahead. Jupiter is still in Pisces, and that brings up the question of what is reality. It won't necessarily get any easier in a few years when Neptune heads into Aries, where Jupiter is now. But Neptune in Pisces continues as the year goes by, bringing up the question of whose truth is whose. You know, what's the nature of truth? Are there really such things as alternative truths, or can we come back to facts? It supports our psychic development, our spiritual development, but its shadow side is that complete odd unreality that we've been living with all the last decade while Neptune's been in Pisces, of what is truth and our awareness of just how permeable we are to germs and to our psychic understanding and to each other's emotions. I'm going to start taking questions and work my way down the list. Oh. Hello, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My date of birth is 5/17/75.
5/17/1975, yes.
Born in the Bronx in New York at 1:17 a.m.
A.m. in the Bronx.
Yes.
And what is your question?
Yes, tonight my question, you and I have spoken before, but tonight my question is about my finances for the year. It's been a little challenging these past few months, and I just want to see if there's going to be any lightening up.
Okay, let's take a look.
Mm-hmm.
Your progressed moon is in Taurus. It's going to the third house. The advantage is that your progressed moon six or seven months ago got out of your second house by using the Cox system and is in the third. And that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, emotional ups and downs with that, but it gives you a lot more room for your a chance to build up more financial security. Now, Jupiter is also going through your second house, coming up to a Jupiter return, which is very fortunate, but it tends to spend more. So I would say as more money comes in or as more material resources come in, watch on overspending.
Okay.
And that, you know, just, you know, let the wells fill up, build up some resource here rather than spend. Now, it looks like you may have had some unexpected expenditures about 3-4 months ago that you're still catching up on when your progressed moon conjunct Mars. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it looks like you're getting a little bit more distance on that, which will help you. You know, the Jupiter rules your second house of resources, and the heading into the Jupiter return can be surprisingly fortunate finances. As long as you don't spend more than as long as you don't spend more than you get. So Pluto's pulling away from its trine to your sun. It looks like, is there some, you know, desire you had that's got put on hold that you think might follow through in the next few months?
Yes, I was. I've been working on creating a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I did put it on the back burner for a few months, but as of late, been thinking about it again and reconsidering moving forward with it.
I think you are, and that your day job can feel a little bit steadier in the year ahead, or finding a day job that feels steady so that you get to have that creative leeway.
Finding a day job. Yeah, I resigned from my job a couple of months ago. So it's funny you say that. Yeah.
Finding a day job that doesn't get in your way, but allows you to know that your rent is paid. You know, it's not so much your, it doesn't feel like that is your profession at the moment, but a chance that just to support you while you get going.
Okay, that's good to hear, yes.
Any particular questions about that?
My particular question is it okay for me to move forward with that in the early part of the year, since the year is still, you know, Mars is still retrograding, Mercury is still retrograding?
Yeah, I would say wait till the end of the month. You know,
wait till
experiment
the end of the month. Okay.
And play with it. But don't run with it until after, say, January 20th.
January 20th. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so
Good
much.
Good luck
Heather.
On that. Certainly.
Okay. Happy
Take
New
care.
Year. Take
Happy
care.
New Year. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. You're on the air.
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hi, Heather.
854.
Yes. Hi there, Heather. You know me well. I am calling. Oh, first, let me give you my date. It's 1/29/66.
Hold on. 1/29/1966. Yep.
And it's 4:08 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Okay. Yes. And how can we help
okay.
you today?
So I'm wondering about starting bioidentical hormones and
mm-hmm.
a good initiation day for that in the near future.
So I so greatly appreciated those when I needed them. So I highly suggest them if you don't need them, lots of them, and you don't need them long, but boy, can they help. And
yeah.
looking at your pattern here, okay, your progressed moon is going through your house of health. It's in Gemini, and it's saying take more than one approach. So the Gemini moon in your sixth house, find out more information about how you're doing this. You know, get every bit that, so that your mind can cooperate with the hormones. Like, this is where
mm-hmm.
we're going. Oh, hormones, come on, help me get in this direction. And calling in some stability for you. What, hon? What?
Sorry, I was going to say, could that mean using two different forms at once?
It could, but I would say get some outside information on that, on what works. But it could also mean you're working on the hormones, with the bioidentical hormones, and then you're working on your diet to really even out your body, your blood sugar, your condition, and get into really good health.
Yes, definitely.
So that
okay.
it feels like that's the, it's not so many like different types of hormones I'm seeing as different approaches supporting that, you know, that
okay.
where all the health comes along. Neptune is getting off its square to your Jupiter, but it's still close. So I'd say really take a look at how the role of sugar and carbohydrates in your diet. When you see Jupiter Neptune, the goal is even blood sugar. And
okay.
that might be very helpful to you on that.
Okay,
Neptune
great.
Is sitting right on your progressed Chiron. And that is, you know, again, saying there are so many subtle healing methods that are being worked with along with this.
Okay.
Jupiter, the progressed Mars, I would say if you could wait until after next, when not this Friday, but the next Friday, when Mars turns direct in your sixth house of health, very near your progressed moon, that it might be good to wait until the day after that, at least, to begin the hormones.
The day after, so, yeah, because you said
right.
that can sometimes so
be
turmoil right when it turns.
Right, not this weekend, but the following weekend.
The following weekend, okay. And there are
mm-hmm.
other positive aspects that weekend for my chart?
Yeah, I think it's, again, it's a chance. The symbol is a turning point in your health. And
okay,
so
that's good.
That's what I would suggest, is the turning point in your health.
And that's what you're
saying. Mm-hmm. The potential
okay.
for that.
And potential for that. And is there, is it always bad to start something on a square? That's kind of a general question for people. Or does that mean just taking action?
Not on a square. It depends on the square.
Okay.
You know,
depends.
You've got it. If it was, you know, if there's a square in the charts, that's one thing. But next, but is it a square to a planet that's ruling the house in your chart that affects the part of your body that's being spoken to? That's
mm-hmm.
another piece. And I'm not seeing
okay.
that happening in yours. Neptune
okay.
is sitting right on your Chiron in Pisces by progression, and Neptune is pulling off your natal Chiron. And I think that there's a lot of subtle imbalances in your body that will begin to straighten out. But that's why I wanted to make it really systemic and work with the blood sugar, you know, and I'm sure if you're working with a good holistic doctor, that a lot of these will be dealt with at the same time, that you can't just change hormone and expect everything to work.
Right.
But
and
if
I've
it's part of
been,
a whole
I'm,
healing.
A whole system, yeah. I'm using a blood sugar monitor, so that's
excellent.
Interesting that you say that. And, yeah, I'm dialing all of that in to prepare. It's been for a while just to have a better outcome. So
I think it can be an exciting turning point. I think you're going to start feeling so much better.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. Do you see Saturday or Sunday as better on that
weekend?
I would
say Sunday. Let me double check so that up before I say anything too radical on that. One, because you want to give it an extra day to straighten out because stationary isn't as good as moving forward. So we're going to give it until Sunday to set up.
And I can wait for Monday if you think that's better, whenever you say.
I'd say Sunday looks good.
Good. It's moving forward.
Wait. Not this coming weekend, but
the following, yes.
Sunday the 15th. You know, the moon will be in Scorpio that day, which rules the reproductive organs, and I don't think that that is a bad place for you to start.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. I so appreciate you always.
Thank you.
Big hugs.
And also, there's 3 days, Sun conjuncts Pluto on the 17th and the 18th. And just, I think you should be already started on the hormones on that, but just be very patient with any mood swings that you feel that first week. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you,
you take
so
care.
Much. Okay.
Certainly.
Happy
Good
New
luck.
Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. And hello, 901-364, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Happy New Year to you.
Wonderful. And how can I help you?
4461, Memphis, Tennessee.
4461. Hi, it's been a while. And what time?
5:51 a.m.
And Memphis. And what's your question?
My question is, I'm thinking as a career in early 60s about going into learning software, computer software, because I always like to know what makes things tick. How do the hackers get in?
Yeah.
How do people know?
Okay,
yeah.
Except, you know, and you that fits very well with your Scorpio moon investigative quality. That's fabulous. But we've only got a minute here, but your Pisces, I just want you to kind of think about how you spend the day doing that, if you're doing that investigation. If that floats your boat and feels good, go for it, because you've got a chart that would like to investigate and certainly can get there and find out what's going on behind the scenes. If you think of spending the day in front of a computer and it's not particularly exciting and you're not that fond of other people in the field, then you know that if you enjoy the people that you're spending time with and you share their concerns, you will blossom. If you don't, even if it's a good paying job, it won't be that fun to you. So your intuition around people, and that could be good for science, but your intuition is one of your superpowers. So make sure you use it. Okay?
Okay. So, then I would definitely stick to developing my spirituality that I've been.
Do that. You can do that and work in computers. But just if you're stepping into that work, just make sure you would like how you spend your day. Okay?
Oh, okay. Great. I got you. Thank you, Heather. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. And for everybody else, I hope you have a wonderful first week of the year, that you enjoy yourselves, you have a great time, And we will, all three of us, Mark Waltz and Artley and I, will see you next week. Goodbye.